Washington lawmakers were supposed to come up with a budget deal this year, but they didn't, and the legislative session ended. So Governor Inslee ordered lawmakers back for a special session to get the job done. KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has been watching the progress. Austin, is it a special session? Are they making lots of progress?
Yes, Ross, this is like watching paint dry. They're making tremendous progress. If you want to call lobbing bombs back and forth, verbal bombs back and forth, or as I like to say, you know, they're still trash-talking each other's budgets. This would be House Democrats and Senate Republicans. We hear that the budget negotiators are meeting, and they're working through a list of about 1,000 differences between the two budgets. So I like to say you've heard of 1,000 points of light. These are the 1,000 points of contention.
Is any idea about the specific issues that separate them? I know to tax or not to tax was a big issue before the session started.
Yeah, that still is a huge issue, is how big a budget for the next 2 years, how to fund it, and what the priorities are. And what's interesting, Ross, is that for all of the inactivity we're seeing towards making real progress toward a final deal, we're seeing a lot of constituency groups getting louder, and especially the unions. So right now we've got the Teachers Union, the Washington Federation of State Employees, and SEIU either on the air doing ads designed to apply pressure for the things they want in the budget, so apply pressure on lawmakers, or they're staging media events. But things like cost of living increases and the negotiated collective bargaining contracts that the governor negotiated with state employees, that's one of the questions. Teachers are going to get a COLA, but Democrats in the House do a bigger COLA than Senate Republicans do. And so it's stuff like that that they disagree on. And again, it's a how do they fund this? And there are, as I mentioned, the trash talking going on. Last week, Speaker of the House Frank Chop called the Senate budget smoke and mirrors. The Senate Republicans said that Democrats have written a check they can't cash because they haven't passed their own tax package.
Austin, is there any real pressure? I mean, they're still getting paid every day they stay there.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they still get paid. They still get their per diem, those who take it. I think that they feel the pressure of the clock ticking, but do they think that voters are going to, quote unquote, throw the bums out because they went into special session? I don't think history has shown that that happens. How many people even know that they're in regular session when they're in regular session? What we do know is that they all have, many of them have lives to get back to. They know that the state needs a budget by July 1. And they also know, though, that they will get a revenue forecast in June, if not sooner. They may move that up. They'll get a new caseload forecast in the coming weeks, and that could actually help them. And so they may have, if anything, Ross, incentive to wait this out a little bit longer.
If they don't come up with a budget in this current special session, what happens? Will the governor just call them back for another one?
Yeah, I think that's what we saw in 2013, and that's what would happen, is they'd be called back in, and then the clock would be ticking toward that potential, you know, the potential for a government shutdown on July 1, and that would start to crank up the pressure on them.
Now, what about the transportation package? Democrats and Republicans have been wrangling over them for several years, and it looked as though this year there was at last some common ground. Can they pass that and not deal with the overall budget?
Well, they have to deal with the overall budget. Could they do the gas tax package first and separately? They could. It's unlikely that that's going to happen. Democrats have taken to saying that, you know, they're not going to fund concrete before kids because kids and schools are in the regular operating budget. Concrete obviously refers to building roads. I think they think that there's a kind of an optics issue with that, and as well as something that they can sort of use against Republicans. So right now, those two issues, the state operating budget and the gas tax package, seem linked. And if they get a deal on the budget, they may also get a deal on the gas tax package, but they're probably going to happen kind of at the same time.
And finally, Governor Jay Inslee, what's he doing? Just sitting in his office, twiddling his thumbs, waiting for something to come to his desk?
He's probably getting some writer's cramp or some carpal tunnel syndrome, because what he's doing is signing a bunch of bills. He's under a deadline to do that, so he's busy signing bills. He's keeping in touch with the negotiators. But, you know, really right now this is between the House and the Senate. And they're the ones that are going to have to figure out what to do. He's let them know what he needs to see in a budget or what he wants to see. But right now this is really about the two chambers down on the up on the third floor, not down on the second floor where he resides in the Capitol.
KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. Thank you so much, Austin.
You're welcome, Ross.